Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. One of the cliche notions of a successful retirement is the idea of travel. The notion that we're going to now begin exploring all these faraway, exotic places that we envisioned and dreamt about, but didn't have time to even consider visiting during working life. Well, the fact is, the reality is really quite a bit different. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute, is here to share some insights about travel in retirement. Catherine, what did you find out? It's not quite the case that people are boarding all those cruises that we think, is it?
Our recent survey of more than 2,000 retirees across America found that 64% said they dreamt of traveling in retirement, and yet now that they're retired, only 1 in 3 say that they're actually hitting the road and traveling. And we want to make a case for travel, because when we look at our survey respondents, our retirees who are traveling, they self-report to be happier and in better health and just feeling better and enjoying their retirement more. So it's not too late to start traveling is one of our big messages.
Okay, but how much of this, perhaps those that aren't traveling, it comes down to the fact that it's a hassle to travel. You know, head to any airport and look at those lines, and you've got to nearly strip down to your very basic essentials to get through the metal detectors and scanners and all that. Is it the complexity of travel now, or is it something else?
One of the things that we see is people have not planned for it financially, but it's also a time planning thing. And one of the things that's so important about travel is that there are so many different ways to enjoy it. There can be high-end vacations on cruise lines, but there can also be really fun camping trips, loading the grandkids into the minivan and heading to the closest state park or national park. They each can be really fun. They're a change of scenery and a great way to stay active, involved, while enjoying time with family and friends.
Okay. And I can well imagine that that's the case, that people are healthier because they're engaged, they're planning, their minds are active, they're physically active. You touched on something that I think is at the core of this, and that is there's a cost element here. And we all hear about the woeful state of retirement readiness here in the United States. People haven't put away enough. People haven't accounted for the full spectrum of what retirement entails. So what would you say to those who are still in the process of building retirement assets?
If you're still working and putting together your retirement plan, be sure to set aside funds or budget for actually pursuing your retirement dreams. Interestingly enough, when we survey workers about their retirement plans, many budget for things like their living expenses, Social Security, Medicare. However, very few say they've actually thought about allocating funds for pursuing their dreams, be it travel, hobbies, or otherwise.
Well, it's always good to plan. You got to put pen to paper and perhaps even get some advice on an effective retirement strategy that includes travel, if that's the ambition, if that's the ideal. But by all means, get up, move, and get out, and stay engaged. Thanks, Catherine, as always, for your insights. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.